All right, welcome back. As you can hear, we have slowed it down quite a bit from that, I guess you could say, more highly energized song that we were hearing the first few segments. Same artist, Maynard Ferguson. The song is entitled Mr. Mellow. I want you to listen and just kind of evaluate it. Listen to the speed of the song, or the tempo, if you will. Listen to the dynamics, you know, how the volume raises or comes down. Just listen to it. Not a very, very critical analysis. Just kind of listen to it and just get a general sense of what your thoughts and feelings are, especially your feelings are about this song. What do you think about the way it flows? Yeah, I thought I'd let you hear that as we move into the last part of this discussion of tuning in to sleep. In fact, this segment of the discussion is the reason I call this Tune In to Sleep. Here's my question for you. Can music help you calm down and sleep better? Well, having trouble sleeping can have some wide-ranging negative effects on our health, as we know. So it's something that we should take seriously. For instance, aside from what we've already talked about, sleep deprivation can eventually make us less safe behind the wheel. It increases our long-term risk of medical conditions such as obesity and heart disease. Though medical sleep aids may work quickly to help you drift off, they can have side effects, and they're not good to use in the long term. So fortunately, there's another treatment for sleepless nights that is cheap. You can use this and not have to be afraid of forming a habit. You know, with some of those medications that we use, some of the stuff we can put into our bodies, we might find eventually that we have to have it in order to get the effect that we want, the outcome that we're looking for. It has absolutely no negative side effects. What is it? It is music. Music is more than something that's simply enjoyable to listen to. It is something that's enjoyable to listen to, but it's that and more. It has a direct effect on the parasympathetic nervous system, which helps your body relax and prepare for sleep. Older adults who listen to 45 minutes of relaxing music before bed fall asleep faster, sleep longer, wake up less during the night, and rate their nights as more restful than when they don't listen to music. Again, 45 minutes of relaxing music before bed. Similarly, when younger adults are given the option to listen to classical music, books on tape, or nothing before bed, the ones who relax with music see the greatest improvement in sleep quality. Can you imagine that? Even younger adults. I know you might be thinking, wait a minute, hold up. Classical music? Yes, classical music. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be classical music. For those of you who are saying, oh, come on now. I was really into what you were saying until you said classical music. It doesn't have to be classical music. Remember now, one of the keys to it is the music needs to be relaxing. Relaxing music. And of course, classical music is not the only relaxing music. As a matter of fact, be honest about it. Although classical music is great music, there are some forms of classical music that can be not so relaxing. You know, I was talking about the dynamics, how the volumes of the songs can go up or down. Sometimes when they go up, they can go up dramatically. And I know in times past, when I played some classical music, orchestral music, when I was going to bed, falling asleep, sometimes the volume of the song changed so dramatically and so suddenly that although I was literally drifting off into my sleep, that sudden volume change jolted me out of my sleep. I stopped listening to classical music when I was going to sleep. But listen, if you feel calmer when you're enjoying good music, it is not your imagination. If you feel calmer when you're enjoying good music, that is not your imagination. Music has the power to slow your heart rate and your breathing. It has the power to lower your blood pressure, and it may even trigger your muscles to relax. These biological changes mirror some of the same changes that your body undergoes when you're falling asleep, making music the perfect preparation for restorative slumber. Choosing a type of music is a personal preference. That's why I was saying don't get bent out of shape over the fact that we were talking a minute ago about classical music. You're most likely to relax while listening to familiar music that you enjoy. But keep this tip in mind. Slow tunes are ideal. Look for a rhythm of about 60 to 80 beats per minute, which you're likely to find among classical or jazz or folk songs. How many of you enjoy jazz? Once you integrate music into your bedtime routine, stick with it. I remember just maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago, two at the most, I was playing a jazz CD, and I was somewhere in this range of the tempo, the speed of the songs. I deliberately fast-forwarded to the section of the CD that had only the mellow songs. I tell you what, I went into a deep sleep, and I slept so well that night. It's amazing. That's not the only time that that happened, but that was one of the more recent times that it was that effective. The positive sleep effects can build over time as listening to your relaxing sleep soundtrack becomes a habit that actually cues your body to prepare for shut-eye. So we talked about various things that we can do to sleep better. Maybe possibly doing some muscle relaxation before going to sleep. I mean, and just before going to bed or while you're in the bed. Deep breathing exercises. Different ways, different things that we can do. Exercising during the day can help the body relax better. But how about putting this in the mix? Relaxing music that we enjoy. Relaxing music that works for you. Maybe start building up your collection of mellow music so that you have a variety to play when you go to bed. And especially after a hard day's night, as the Beatles would say, you can lie down and actually look forward to the process that's getting ready to take place as you get ready to restore and rejuvenate. All right, stay with me. More in just a few.